The time is 8:37 p.m. and this is the today is May the 22nd, 2024. All it's right, Wednesday. And we have the Strategic Planning Committee.
Is Susan
meeting
on the call?
Start.
Bear
yes,
with me.
She is.
May I, message to Susan. Susan, do you see that KPFT Finance is scheduled for the same time as this meeting?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I was talking to Irene. She said the link that she received, it's not working, so she's not able to get
right.
in.
I have the corrected number. I will text it to her.
Okay. All right. And thank you.
I got it from Otis, so I will text it to her. Thank you.
Okay. So the meeting, I think the first order of business was convening and then roll call. Okay. So do I need to do that or can
Teresa, do you have the agenda in front of you?
Yes, I do.
I think that there is, it's not an alpha order, but you might call the roll from that.
Okay, I'll do the roll call then. Okay,
thank
Susan
you, Teresa.
Young?
Yes, here.
Okay, Minerva Sanders?
Present.
Okay, Julie Hewitt?
I'm here.
Great. Darlene Pagano?
Here.
Great. Stephanie Wells?
Here.
Great. Kaja Brown? I'm not hearing him. Jim Dingman?
Yeah, here.
Great. Thank you, Jim. Irene Adams? I still haven't sent her because I'm doing things. We'll get back to her. Zach Colbeers, I think, asked for an excused absence.
Yes.
Okay. Evelia Jones. Not hearing Evelia. And Teresa Allen is present. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We do have quorum. Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you, Teresa. Next, does everyone have a copy of the agenda?
Yes,
Teresa.
I do. Would you be kind, Minerva, to read it out so that people who are listening on the stream can hear what it is, and then we can move approval?
Okay. Give me just one second here.
I just pasted it in the chat, if that helps you, Minerva.
It does. Thank you. I see my printer just showed me there's no paper in it. I'm just
your printer,
like,
and my printer are friends.
You want
they
me to
must
read?
Be. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to read it?
Yes, Teresa, go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Item number one is convene. With Minerva Sanders as convener. And we go on the stream. Item two is roll call. Item three is agenda approval. Item four is elect chair pro tem and secretary pro tem. Item five is appoint the timekeeper. Item six is review of the motion standing up the committee. Item seven is set the next meeting. Item eight is adjourn the open session and convene in executive session. Then I started the numbers again, but I guess we could go on to item nine is convene in executive session. 10 is the ED report on the status of the KPFK building sale and proposed use of the proceeds. Item number 11 is ED leads the discussion on the archive situation. Next one is report out from executive session and then adjourn.
Move approval.
I oppose.
All right. Jim, you have an opposition?
Yeah, I do. I want to put in there a brief 4-minute discussion about the underwriting motion that we passed in the past 2 years, because there seems to be some erroneous misinformation coming out to the public as to what was passed. And frankly, it's the only motion of any of the committees that made any money for the whole foundation. So I want to clarify that to the public.
Okay.
May I speak?
Go ahead, Susan, please.
I believe that that's a motion to amend. Is that correct, Jim?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. I'd like to speak to that motion, because right now underwriting is totally under the purview of our compliance officer, who is John Amella, and the executive director, because they are part of the consent agreement for the FCC. So any discussing we do in this committee is not under the professional responsibility, and it could be misleading, and I think it's inappropriate. So I am opposing your motion to amend.
All right. I'd like to speak to that quickly.
Please, Jim, go ahead.
First of all, that motion that was passed was separate from these issues raised by the FCC. And it was passed with full cognizance of the necessities to review and put under the implementation of it the executive director. I've heard the executive director herself, she can speak to this. In past conversations, we have reviewed and talked about how that was separate. And we now have that motion actually in implementation, which has raised tens of thousands of dollars so far. So I think for the public to know, I disagree with that assessment, Susan. And I think that this is now an active process underway. And I think that there is some misinformation being put out by our colleagues that are implying that the motion was crafted in a way to essentially surrender the foundation to corporate interests, which is completely erroneous. And so, yes, indeed, it's already being implemented. It's being supervised by the ED, as she knows. And it's raised tens of thousands of dollars, and there's things going on as we speak in New York that are further supplementing that revenue. So I don't agree that is, and it's frankly the only committee.
Point of order.
This is the only committee that actually raised any money for the foundation.
Okay, thank you, Jim. I've got a point of order, Teresa.
I just thought he was beginning to argue the point. I would not object to having it be item 13. No, I'm sorry, item number 12. After the discussion of the KPFTX sale and the archives, because one of the items in our being stood up as a committee is the development of a strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation to achieve solvency. So I wouldn't mind having a discussion briefly about that in executive session right after we discuss the other two items, which are the sale and then the archives. And as kind of part of the ED's report, and we could ask questions, and so we could get that clarified. How about that?
I have no problem with it if it's in executive session.
Okay, well, Jim.
Well, the point is that this motion was passed 2 years ago in a preliminary state, passed last year as a permanent policy, and I think the listeners have to know that, in fact, people are actually implementing it and raising money for the foundation and for their sessions. So I don't think that the issue that you raised about the complexities of this consent decree.
Okay, Jim.
Implementing this. No, wait. I was the chair of this committee for two years, ma'am, so I'd like to finish.
Okay, Jim, all I'm going to say here is we didn't start out with time limits, but we do need them.
Well, hold on.
Because
hold
we
on
do need to move forward. So right, hold, do you hold. Want this added as part of the executive session?
I want this
yes,
discussed.
No.
Frankly, no. And I think also you have to understand that the committee was never set up to be one where arbitrary time limits were imposed. This is a brainstorming committee.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
I have to let you know that.
So is there a motion to handle this in? Okay, go ahead, Susan.
So, I mean, and I know we didn't do exactly motions. Jim had a motion to add to the agenda 4 minutes to deal with underwriting. I believe that what Teresa might have done was to offer an amendment to that motion to hold that conversation in executive session. I agreed with her amendment. Perhaps we vote on the amendment and then vote on if the amendment fails, vote on Jim's.
Okay. So, can you, Teresa, call the roll on this? And
all right. So this is my amendment that we discuss underwriting in executive session, item number 12. Young?
Yes.
Okay. Sanders? We'll wait on Sanders. Julie? Hewitt?
Can I pass, please?
Pass, sure. Darlene? Pagano?
Yes.
Okay.
I think I'm getting confused. I still don't understand why it's coming up to this committee. So
this committee passes, Carlene.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Dingman?
Yeah, no, I this has to be discussed.
Okay. Irene is still not on. Is Irene on? Irene.
I'm here.
Okay, so do you want to vote yes or no on my amendment to discuss an addition to the agenda in executive session that involves underwriting?
Yes.
Okay, she says yes. Avelia, not here. And I say yes. So back to Julie. Okay, back to Julie.
Sorry, I'll just abstain. Thank you.
Okay, abstain. So the vote is one, two.
And Minerva?
Oh, I'm sorry. You want to vote?
No, I'm not going to vote.
Okay.
I'll abstain.
Okay. Where are you, Minerva? Okay. Sanders, that's where it is. Abstain. Okay, so it's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's 4 yes and 1 no. So the amendment passes. So now do we want to vote on the motion as amended?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you'll call the roll.
Madam Chair, you might want to ask if there's an objection.
Yeah, point of order.
Is
point of order.
Is there, what's point of the order. Point of order, Jim?
Point of order. This is we're talking about a standing policy of the foundation that is already known to everybody. And I understand the reason to have this discussed, the issue of the FCC consent decree discussed in executive session. I understand that, but the motion itself is already policy of the foundation. So I'm a little confused by why people are trying to delineate these two things.
Okay. Thank you.
That's how you're explaining it, Jim. And a point of order, if I may remind everyone, is a question.
Well, I did have a question because also.
No, okay, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. We got your question.
Okay.
Okay, Teresa.
Okay, the motion is amended. Young?
Yes.
Okay. Hewitt?
Yes.
Okay. Pagano?
Yes.
Okay. Dingman?
No.
Okay. Irene?
I want to pass because I don't understand what we're voting on now.
Okay. All right. Pass or abstain?
Abstain because I'm not sure what we.
Evelia's not here and I say yes. All right. We have
I'm not voting.
We're never going to abstain or vote.
Okay, so
I'm going to abstain.
You're abstaining. Great.
So we have 4 yes. We have. One, two, three, four. Okay, so we have 4 yes and 1 no and 2 abstentions. Okay.
Okay, so the agenda
passes.
Oh, passes as approved with the adding
okay.
this information to the executive session. Go ahead, Teresa.
I move that we approve the agenda as amended.
Are there any objections? Hearing none, the motion carries. Okay.
Okay. So we're on election of chair pro tem and secretary pro tem.
Right. Okay.
I nominate Minerva to be chair pro tem.
I'll second that.
Are there any other nominations?
Yeah,
okay,
I have a point.
Okay, hearing none.
Right,
what's the point of order, Jim?
Yeah, this whole process procedure is irregular in the sense that this committee never functioned like this. We never had a convener appointed to act like this, and I think the public should know that the way this committee is starting is completely contrary to how this committee has operated in the past 6 to 7 years in its conception. So, that's a serious point of order. Because there are certain aspects of what we did and accomplished that are still being distorted, and the public is not going to be informed about that, given the way this is at this point. I want to finish my comment, Minerva. And
you've got 60 seconds.
Point of order, Jim, not you wanted to make
no, a No, that was it. Point of order is a question. What's your question, Jim?
My question is the way this whole committee was convened at this point in time. This was irregular from the procedures we've had in the past. So that's a legitimate
Okay, thank you, Jill. Now,
I'm not raising a motion.
Okay, so you've made your point, and we're going to go ahead and move forward. Let's see here.
Point of information, Madam Chair. So as I understand it, you were nominated. Did you accept?
I do accept.
Okay, and there were no other nominations, so may I move that we accept you as chair pro tem by acclamation?
Yes.
Bravo.
We can
do
that. Thank you. Okay. And the next is a pro tem secretary.
I know she may not want to, but I nominate Teresa. I nominate Fire Tablet.
Okay. I'll accept secretary pro tem. That's it.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? Okay. Hearing none, are there any objections with accepting? Well, first, and Teresa already said she would accept. So are there any objections to Teresa being secretary pro tem? Hearing none, welcome, Teresa, and thank you for accepting the position.
No problem. Okay.
Now, the next.
I believe the next item is appointed timekeeper.
Yes, please. Do we have someone that is willing to serve as timekeeper for this evening? And there are not times shown, but
I
see
have a point of order
Susan, your hand.
I have a point of
Susan.
Order.
Susan, okay.
I'll offer to serve as timekeeper, and what I suggest that is we have not said what our time limits on are, so I might just say 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, when people are going on.
What?
There was a point of order from Jim. What's your question, Jim, please?
The committee in the past, obviously one wants to be reasonable about timekeeping. However, the function of this committee is a brainstorming process.
Okay.
And okay. And that's the reason why there was an openness about this, not to have sort of rigidity of the kind of things we're seeing in the other committees. And so I want that to be known to the public.
Okay, thank you, Jim, for sharing that information with us. So for the items, like I said, we don't have any time limits for the items identified. But, and I'm sorry, Susan, you were saying 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute.
What I was just meaning by that is that I might, and my computer has just done bad things for me, that what I might just say is as people are talking, just note how many minutes everybody's taking.
Okay. And, but you do not feel that we should just limit people maybe 2 to 3 minutes, or is that what I'm getting from you? Okay. And I'm going to ask people to please, let's be mindful of all of us, because, and let's stick to the issues, the things that are happening now, because we can go into other meetings and expand on what you want to talk about. But right now we do need to move forward with what we have on the agenda for this evening. Now, the next item, if I'm looking at this correctly, is to review the motion standing up the committee. Am I correct, Teresa? That's where I am.
You are, Madam Chair, but I noticed something here. Somehow.
What did we notice?
When do we go through the procedure to elect permanent, the procedure for electing permanent office, secretary and chair. Shall we agree that that will be done at the next meeting?
Members of the committee?
The chair has already been elected, Teresa.
Chair pro tem.
No, pro tem.
She's talking about the permanent, darling.
Permanent chair.
So I would say, is there an understanding that as a matter of standing up the committee that we will take nominations and elect permanent chair and secretary at the next meeting?
Yes.
Is there any objection to that, Madam Chair? Do you want to ask if there's any objection to that?
Is there anyone objecting to doing this?
Madam Chair,
yes, Darlene.
Madam Chair, how quickly can we let other members of the committee know that's the stage we're at, so they're prepared to step forward if they want to, or nominate one if they want to.
I'll answer that question.
Thank you, Teresa.
I'll make sure the minutes go out tonight.
Whoa, excellent.
And then it will say in there that if you want to run for either of these two offices, be prepared to get nominated at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Well, I want to add to that. When I was trying to get this committee stood up, I want to note that many people expressed problems of time, which everybody knows is a problem. And some people couldn't make today. Some people couldn't make Monday. It was a big spread of that. So I have a feeling we're going to have problems with attendance, given the fact that some people have many commitments.
Okay. Thank you, Jim, for that. Teresa, part of this meeting was to go ahead and set our next meeting date. So do we want to go ahead and do that? Or as she's sending out the minutes, we asked individuals to submit the dates that will work. Go ahead, Teresa.
Right now we're on item number 6, which is review of the motion to stand up the committee.
Okay.
And I don't know whether you want to have a discussion on this, but I can read you the motion regarding the standing committee.
Yes, please. Thank you.
It was stirred up in 2024 to be comprised of the PNB chair, vice chair, and secretary, as well as the National Finance Committee chair, the executive director, plus one affiliate director, and one director representing each of the stations elected by the PNB. And said committee will, quote, address matters that initially include use of the proceeds from the sale of KPFK property, semicolon, monitoring stewardship of the Pacifica Radio Archives, semicolon, and the development of the strategic plan for the Pacifica Foundation to achieve solvency.
Right. I have a point of order on that.
Okay.
And what's your question, Jim?
My question is that this is for the listening audience. I question the selection process of the membership of this committee, because in the past, we included past members, because the whole point was to get as much brain power going on to these issues as possible. So I'm not going to make this a motion, but I do indeed question and criticize the fact that this committee was set up completely in contravention at this particular time to how this committee has functioned in the past. In other words, we wanted to have like people come who had served on it, who could share their experience. And now this committee was set up to explicitly exclude that. So I want the listener audience to know.
Okay. Thank you, Jim.
Madam Chair. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'd like to address. Jim, there is not a divine right for you to be the committee chair. And
I'm not, that is not
okay, okay, excuse me.
Jim, you spoke. I get to speak now.
Okay. And okay? I'm going to ask everyone, please, let's not raise our voices. And also, once Susan, you speak, we're not going to go back and forth. You both have given your information, and we're going to go ahead and move on. But go ahead,
Susan. Madam Chair, I don't need to say more, but we are not locked into what has been done in the past.
Okay, thank you. All right. Teresa, is your hand up?
I would like to say something, too. We decided who would be on this committee at the PNB, and it was voted on, I believe. So there's no need to argue it again. The majority has decided this is what the committee is going to do and who's going to be on it. So let's move on.
And the minority can state their opinion. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, everyone who shared their opinion. And we're going to move forward. This is 2024 that we're dealing with at this time. The next item was to set the next meeting and future meeting schedules. Now, as I was saying, Teresa, you said you would send out the minutes on this evening. Can you, in doing so, ask individuals to identify days that they would be available to meet, and we'll go from there to come up with our next meeting date, and that'll be based on the majority. So it may be that some people can't do it on Tuesday, but the majority can meet on a Wednesday or maybe they can meet on a Thursday. So we'll take into consideration everything going on, but we do need a meeting date. And we'll do it in that manner. Go ahead, Teresa.
Do we want to make some proposals? I think some choices to weigh in and.
Right. Point of information.
What's your point of information, Jim?
I would be flexible about this, and you're going to find it's going to be difficult to get everybody on the same page. So I'd be flexible about it.
And when you say flexible, Jim, I'm just going to just ask, put down, you know, the dates or date that is important to you, and we'll go from there. Okay. And cause we're asking everyone, Susan, your hand was up or you were about to say something.
Yeah, we did a little survey of people who were on the committee about when they wanted to meet. Wednesday was the time that had the most preference. If I'm not mistaken, strategic planning in the past met on Wednesdays. But I suggest a date to throw out as a possible is Wednesday a month from now.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And Teresa, we can start with that date as a suggestion. Which Wednesday is this? Third, fourth, fifth?
Okay. This is the fourth Wednesday.
Okay. I was going to say I have to turn my back to you guys to look at the calendar and see. Okay. So yeah, the fourth Wednesday. So we can put that down to see if individuals can agree or, you know, would be available on that day.
The fourth Wednesday is the 26th of June. Do you want me to say that people should email you yes or no whether they like that date, or should we give another option?
Okay. Does someone have another option? I think I saw later in the month the Wednesdays seem to be, looking at the Pacifica calendar and calendar for where I am and for others, you know, so if someone wants to take a moment, Teresa, maybe you want to look at Pacifica and see if there are some standard dates that,
Right now I'm looking at June. I'm looking at June, and it appears that the only meetings on the first Wednesday or the last Wednesday, that's the WPFW Relocation Committee. That's the only committee that's meeting on those days. So it could be, we could offer them the first or fourth.
Okay.
The second is busy with three LSB meetings.
Right, right. And okay. Why don't we do that? Why don't we do that? Because like I said, I thought Wednesday was one day that I didn't see a lot on calendars other than, like you said, the LSBs and right now the relocation piece for WPFW.
All right.
So if we can put that down.
At the top of the minutes, I'm going to ask that everyone on the committee email you, Minerva, and let us know whether either those two dates is okay.
Okay.
All right.
And can we give them a time frame by which to do it? I mean, probably by next Tuesday or Wednesday so that we can get the word out to people and they can get it on their calendars.
Next Wednesday is May 29th.
Yeah.
29th.
Yeah, let's do that because we don't want to, some people may be on vacay and other things, but at least everyone should be around by Wednesday. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so now we're at the point to where we would adjourn open session and convene into executive session. So.